This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chuku. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today unveiled the first Tejas LCA Mk-1A fighter jet from Hindustan Aeronautics' new Nashik production line. During the event, the Defence Minister also inaugurated a second production line for the HTT-40 trainer aircraft at the same facility. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh lauded a flight of the Sukhoi 30 LCA and HTT-40 aircraft prepared in the Nashik division. He said the flight of the jets represents country's flight of self-reliance in the defense sector. The minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to achieving self-reliance in defense production, stating that it is country's resolve to manufacture all defense equipment within the country. The Tejas Mk-1A is equipped with an advanced mix of weapons and payloads tailored for diverse mission profiles, including air superiority, ground strikes, and reconnaissance. Communications Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya has said that the country has emerged as a global leader in the telecom sector, both in terms of services and products. Addressing a press conference on the achievement of Department of Telecommunication in New Delhi today, Mr. Sindhya said the country has now become the fifth country in the world to have its own 4G stack. He underscored India's rise as the third largest digital nation in the world within 1.2 billion mobile subscribers, 970 million internet users and 944 million broadband subscribers. GST budget itself, which was announced by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi and commenced on 22nd of last month, is benefiting all sections of society. The new GST reform is a big relief for Assam's weavers, farmers and small businesses. Under the new tax structure, GST has been reduced on traditional and regional goods of the state. The reform especially benefits Assam's tea industry, which now attracts only 5% of the GST, making its products cheaper and more competitive in both domestic and international markets. Meanwhile, the GST on culturally significant item, including Muga silk, Gamosa, has been reduced from 12% to 5%. This will bring relief to weavers who can now sell in competitive markets and earn better margins. The tourism sector has gained from this reform as hotel rooms priced up to 7,500 rupees per night will now be under the 5% GST slab, making Assam a more affordable destination for visitors. The BJP-led government today announced a new cabinet. Harsh Sanghvi was sworn in as the Deputy Chief Minister. Governor of Gujarat Acharya Devrat administered oath of office and secrecy to 21 ministers in a ceremony held at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar today. Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and BJP National President JP Nadda was present on the occasion. The newly inducted ministers, including one Deputy Chief Minister, five Cabinet rank ministers, three ministers of state with independent charge and 12 ministers of state. Today is the last day for filing nominations for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections. Among the prominent candidates, BJP senior leader and health minister Mangal Pandey filed his nomination from the Sivan Assembly constituency. Folk singer Maithili Thakur will file her nomination as the BJP candidate from the Alinagar Assembly constituency in Darbhanga district today. Earlier, senior BJP leader and Home Minister Amit Shah held a meeting with Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar at his residence in Patna today. Talking to media in Patna, JDU MP Sanjay Jha said they had detailed discussions on election campaigning as both leaders are starting the campaign today. The BJP today announced its candidate for the upcoming assembly by poll in Rajasthan. The party has fielded Morpal, Suman and Anta assembly constituency in the state. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.